Disc jockeys, they're those usually upbeat, occasionally loud guys and gals who spin records, or now actually use computers, to get the songs we like to hear on the airwaves. But there's another type of disc jockey, or DJ, that sounds nothing like that. Micah Prairie Chicken has been playing records for people since he was 14, and his presentation has nothing to do with waking folks up to go to work or getting them through the morning drive. It's also nothing like your basic wedding DJ, who comes in, plays a set of songs for the crowd to dance or listen to, and then leaves. DJ Micah generally sets his beat at clubs, bars, and private parties.
A DJ essentially is someone who plays music. It gets a little more complicated when you start thinking of a DJ as kind of an artist. The type of DJing I do, I don't just play music, stop a song, then play more music. I blend songs together, do like live mashups of older songs, newer songs.
If this seems complicated, that's because it is. And that's why Micah and other DJs who do what he does consider their craft an art.
The art form is called turntablism, and it's pretty much like creating new music live and in person, and doing it with two turntables, you know, mixing the vocals from one song into a beat of another song. And so that's kind of like where the creative part comes in, and being able to do this all live and on the fly. So it takes a lot of practice.
At least 2 hours practice each day in Micah's case for the past 12 years.
I'm 26 years old, and I've been doing this since I was 14. And so it's almost half my life I've been doing this. And the little bit of music theory I know and stuff, it just kind of picked up along the way. It's kind of necessary to know it to do what I do now.
Well, you said practice. Do you go to a venue with plans to play this, 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 and that? Or do you just bring a lot of stuff and you have to just be able to pull whatever comes into your head or someone that requests?
You know, it's a mix of stuff. Like, I'll have a lot of mixes that I've been practicing and working on, and I have a bunch of those. And I'll pull those out. Sometimes if I just get an idea on the fly from a request or something, I'll have to do something with that. And so you really have to know your music really well.
But since this is all about playing music, let's do that, as Micah takes us through the history of turntablism.
I consider myself more of a hip-hop DJ than anything. I play all kinds of music nowadays, but I play everything in the style of hip-hop, I guess. Hip-hop and hip-hop DJing got started in New York City by a guy named Cool DJ Herc. He would do something called extending a break. Break is a part of a song where there's no vocals, it's just people playing instruments. People then would dance to these parts.
Break dancing.
Scratching. Essentially, it's just moving a record back and forth. So scratching, when it first started, was just this.
And there's all kinds of scratching. The baby scratch, the military scratch, which sounds like soldiers marching, the Transformer scratch, after the Transformers cartoon, the chirp scratch, which sounds like a bird. The list goes on. Then there's the mixing, like this Jackson Brown-Justin Timberlake combo. As I said, it's pretty complicated. DJ Micah's hands and body are in constant motion as he moves the record on one turntable, then the other, adjusts the sound mixer, then back to the turntable, actually playing his multi-piece equipment like a musical instrument. It's pretty daunting, but 14-year-old Dylan is anxious to try.
Starts when the sticker is facing out the 12 o'clock position.
So is Jace. He's 19. It's quite a party night here at the Doll, as students learn just how much work it takes and how much fun it is to be a DJ like Micah Prairie Chicken. But as DJ Micah points out, you don't have to be young to take part in the beat. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent, turntabling at the Doll Arts Center.